at some point we were talking about maybe the cheerleading squad, you know, maybe it was going away, or, you know, maybe it was something to do with COVID because, you know, you couldn't get out there very often and whatnot, Lori. But tell me a little bit about that. What has changed in the last couple of years for the cheerleading squad now?
So during COVID, we were only able to do home football games. So that was a little different for us, not being able to go through the away games. We were not able to do basketball season that year because of all the spacing rules and regulations. So that was kind of unfortunate. The next year, we ended up not being able to go through the school anymore with budget cuts. But we were, however, that got us to Community Ed and Rec, and they helped me get into Community Ed and Rec with Melissa, and we had taken it from there. So we started right away in fall, and we are back on the map and open to eighth graders as well now too, which is a lot of fun, opens a lot of doors for the team. We had 7 for fall, and now we're at 15 for winter. So we're growing.
Growing a little bit. That's good to hear. That's awesome. Becca, how long have you been cheerleading?
I started cheerleading last winter season, so my sophomore year, I'm not a junior. So I've been doing it for 3 seasons now, which is,
nice. So 3 seasons, so were you still, even though you couldn't do the basketball, you were able to do the football home games, right?
Yeah.
So how did that change? You had seven people on the squad back then and different things like that. So how did that kind of change for you as far as participation?
I was a lot more, involved, if that makes sense. I definitely grew with my confidence a lot throughout the season, and it changed a lot from basketball to football. I just, I grew a lot more with my confidence and all that.
So how about you, Faith? How long have you been cheerleading?
I just started this year, so I did football and now basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
So do you got different cheers? It's like football, it's rah-rah, re-kick him in the knee, and then basketball, it's give him a high five, whatever. What's the difference?
Yeah, we have different cheers. Some are the same, but we have, a variety of different ones.
So, Lori, the whole concept of cheerleading is actually to get the kind of the crowd involved. And I think, is it more student section-wise that you really get things charged up? Or, you know, how does that work? Or what are you trying to accomplish, I guess?
Definitely trying to get the crowd as much as we can involved. We do stand a little more at the student section for our football field because that's just how it's spaced out. So trying to get them involved, positive, trying to get them positive cheering for everyone and not any of the negativity, trying to keep our team going and staying positive through the whole game, whether win or lose. So just trying to keep that positivity, the cheers, the excitement of going throughout the whole game and keep these girls kind of getting our student section yelling and screaming back and giving our football team or basketball team confidence to keep going.
So are they just the same traditional cheers, or do you come up with your own stuff? Do you get creative in a sense? How do you go back about your regimen of coaching or teaching?
We have some old cheers that we do, like our school song has been around forever, of course. But we add new cheers a couple every season, or try to change up the moves, cheers, add more stunting. We do a lot more, trying to do more stunting, which we're throwing girls in the air to get the more involved crowd going. So try to get some more crowd cheers versus just our cheers saying go team. Trying to get more crowd cheers so they can yell back with us.
Is there competition in cheerleading still, or is that something that you guys are getting into?
There is competition. We have not done that. We did it several years ago, but we kind of fell out of it. I had a lot of girls that do multiple sports or multiple things with work, and it just the time commitment was a little hard for a lot of the team to do. It's a very tough time commitment. So we have not done competition for the last several years, but it is still out there.
Right. Okay. Well, Becca, so 3 years. What do you like about the cheerleading squad, or what have you learned through the 3 years?
I love how we're all, close, and we're all super, nice to each other. We're all kind. We're all non-judgmental whatsoever at all. We're kind of like a family in a way because we're all so close together, and we're all super, trusting with each other. I learned how to, be myself more and how to, express myself.
So you just yell at people? Oh, no. Just So, Faith, what got you involved then? If this is your first year, so did maybe Becca come up to you and say, hey, why don't you join us? Or how'd that work?
A lot of my friends are just telling me to join. There's a girl on the team, Rory. She, kind of was involving me, and she was like, you should join. We really want you on the team. So I was oh, I don't want to join. But then I joined, and I'm very happy that I joined, so.
So you started doing football this year?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did.
And then now you're doing the basketball?
Yeah.
So Is there anything in particular that you enjoy doing more? Are you throwing people, or are you getting thrown?
I am a back spotter, so I help lift up the girls into the air. So.
I was going to say, is it open to just girls, or now is it open to boys and girls?
Boys as well. I've had one boy several years ago on the team, but boys, girls, anyone who wants to come join, we are open. We're not closed off to just girls. Guys can join as well.
Okay. So mm-hmm. what commitment is there? Is there every day after school, or on the weekends, or what's the commitment look like for a person?
We do two practices a day, about 2 to 2.5 hours. Then we have games every Friday for football, of course, and then basketball's a little different. So you're having to come every practice to be there. It's a team sport, so we need everybody there every time. So at least 80 to 90%. Obviously, if you're out ill or something, it's fine. Otherwise, we need you there, committed, learning cheers, stunting, that kind of stuff. And we go until about March for winter, and then we have a couple months off, and we start again in July to do football, to learn all the cheers and stunts.
So that's a couple months before the season there, Becca. So what is Coach Swedeker here? What is she doing in the middle of the summer to get you ready for cheerleading?
Well, we go once or twice a week to the high school, and we spend about two hours-ish learning cheers. We do some exercises, we stretch, and sometimes we stunt. It depends on the day, but we usually mostly sit around and do cheers, just to, like, get them in our head so we know them for the games, so we don't mess up or anything like that.
Is there a particular choreograph or anything like that when it comes to cheering their faith? Is there steps? You got to take certain steps, do certain things. I mean, is there a routine, I guess I should be asking?
Yeah, there's a routine that we have to take.
It's not dance, right? This is not like the dance team or anything like that. This
no.
is just...
Yeah.
So you have a certain rhythm that you have to kind of stick with and whatever. What happens if you say the wrong thing or you mess up? What happens then?
If we mess up, like on a move, we just keep going and try to catch up with the group and just keep smiling. Don't make it obvious. And if you mess up on the words, it's totally fine. Just try to figure out what you're like what they're saying and try to catch up on them, what they're saying.
So as long as you're not speaking too loudly, you should be okay.
Correct.
Because yeah. There's 15 people, hopefully, in sync. So if one of them kind of, it's like, whatever, right? It's not so bad. It's like, shh, they didn't hear that. That's good. So you've got 15 on the roster right now. Are you locked and loaded? Obviously, the season's going on. The boys' basketball team has already, been playing a few games. Girls' basketball. Do you do the boys' and the girls' basketball?
We do. Just home games.
Just the home games.
Yeah, for both.
But anything with hockey or anything like that or wrestling? Or
We don't anymore. We used to, and then we kind of moved out of that. It kind of became a little less of tradition to do, so we kind of moved out of that part. We might maybe in the future get back into it, but as of right now, we're doing girls' and boys' basketball home games.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh, very good. So if somebody's listening right now and didn't realize that the cheerleading team was back, could they join now, or is it too late and they have to wait until spring, or how's that work?
We would have them wait until football only because we're a little farther into our season. We know most of the cheers. We have most of the stunting stuff kind of building right now. So we'd have them wait. Just they didn't have to play catch up so much, but they are more than welcome to do. We'll have registration open hopefully in March and April for football season. So they're more than welcome to go to Community Ed and Rec and look at that when it comes out to register for football.
Okay. Is there anything coming up in the near future? Community Ed obviously operates. You need money for that as well. So mm-hmm. Do you know, or is there any events coming up that you, the cheerleading team, or anyone else has got something coming up here in the near future? A spaghetti feed, a fundraiser, anything? Is there anything coming up?
We don't have anything now, but I'm definitely looking more into, now that we have transitioned to Community Ed Rec, to looking at more of that stuff, doing something more. We do have kids camp every August, and so the little kids come out, and we'd use that as a fundraiser as well for the girls or boys to get their uniforms and whatnot, since now we're kind of having to pay for our own stuff. And that's a really fun one. We had 26 kids this last August come out to our kids camp for a day, and it was super fun. So hopefully keep that going, tradition going, but maybe get some more spaghetti dinners or pancake breakfast on the on the docket to go.
Right. Yeah, well, you better let me know ahead of time.
Absolutely. So, you're invited.
I got to be there for sure. So is there any way for anyone to contribute? Did they just go down to the rec department or Northfield Rec Department and just say if they wanted to donate to help with the program? Or like you said, you got to buy your own uniforms now and different things like that. Is there any way that the community can reach back out to help these young gals and guys that are in the cheerleading squad?
I would think so. Connecting with Melissa at Community and Rec, she is our biggest supporter there. She is our biggest person that we go through there, and she's amazing at helping. So you could definitely do that if people wanted to reach out and help with buying uniforms. You know, obviously money doesn't grow on trees. Right. So we try to buy, you know, decent.
She's not lying, by the way. Yes. I want to point it out to these two young ladies. That it right? does, when your parents and people say they don't, it doesn't. Yeah. Trust me, I've been growing money trees for years, and they're not doing anything.
Yeah, I haven't found one yet.
Found one that actually pays dividends. So
I find one, I'll let everybody know, but I have not found one yet. So it's been a little, not tough, but you know, to make people buy. So I try not to make them buy new things every year. You can use your old shoes. You can use cheaper shoes to give everyone a chance to get out and do these things and not have it, you know, stop by money or something. So absolutely, if people want to contribute or find a way or have any ideas for us to come to their place and work or something or do that kind of fundraising, we'd love to hear about it. And Community Ed & Rec would be amazing to do that. And they can get a hold of me and we can figure that out.
So definitely just reach out to the Community Ed here in Northfield and then they should be able to direct you accordingly.
Yes, yes.
Sounds like a plan. So, Becca, any favorite cheers that you like? Do you like one more than the other or anything in particular?
I like more of like the crowd cheers than the other ones. So like we have like Sizzle and like Cookie Monster. Those are kind of one of my favorites. It involves the crowd a lot more, which I really like.
Yeah. Cool. You know now I have to ask you, what is the Cookie Monster?
It's one of our crowd cheers and well... I don't know how to explain it.
Well, maybe you need to perform it.
I don't know about that one.
We can do it. We can totally do it.
You have the Cookie Monster?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes, we can totally do it.
Okay, we're not on live TV, so we're not on Northfield Live right now. So it's just the three of us. Four of us.
Just the four of us.
I went to school a long time ago. It's just the four of us. So, what do you think? You want to take a shot at it? Or...
We can do it. I have confidence.
If Flora wants to do it,
let's do it. Let's do it. Okay, so I will be the part where you will go, what's that you say?
Okay.
Right? Okay. And you guys be the other part?
Yeah.
Right?
Sounds good.
Okay, and we're going to use, we'll use Huskies because Owatonna is a big rival of ours. So we got to use another person for the part. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Ready? Hit it. The Cookie Monster says that the Raiders are the great big cookie at the top of the jar. The Cookie Monster says that the Huskies are the itty bitty crumbs at the bottom of the jar. Eat those crumbs. Eat those crumbs.
Nice. All right. Go Raiders.
And then we'll have a little another part.
There's more.
Yeah.
Oh.
And we said,
I said, let me see your alligator.
What's that you say?
I said, let me see your alligator.
What's that you say?
I said, let me see your alligator.
What's that you say? And we go, alligator, alligator, eat him up, eat him up. Alligator, alligator, eat him up, eat him up. That's the crowd's favorite part.
Yeah. Definitely.
Okay. Well, I was going to say, because, you know, you say, show me your alligator. I'm like, what in the How dare you?
How
dare
you?
But, well, good. I'm glad you guys are having fun, and I'm glad that the cheerleading is back bigger than ever. And, Lori, congratulations on keeping the teams together. And
thank you.
You know, I'm glad you guys can offer this to the kids.
Absolutely. Know, so. It's very exciting to see. They do a great job, and it builds their confidence, and that's my goal. Just being
awesome.
Confident.
Becca, thanks for joining me this morning.
Yeah, no problem.
Faith? Keep up the good work.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, that is all we got for the cheerleading squad today, but we're glad you're able to stop in and let everyone know that you're still here and going stronger than ever.
Yes, thank you for having us on. We appreciate that.
All righty. Of course, Head Coach Lori Swedeker from the girls' cheerleading squad. Yes, they're back. and they are proud. You're listening to the Raider Rap right here on 95.1 The One. More coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Hold on.
This is Barb from Professional Dental Group of Northfield, letting you know that the doctors and staff of Professional Dental Group are proud to call themselves Northfield Raiders sports fans. Whether scheduling for an implant, mouth guard, or general visit, we look forward to providing you the same exceptional care that Professional Dental Group has delivered the Northfield area for over 45 years. So on behalf of Dr. Becky Johnson, Dr. John Nowak, Dr. Brian Craby, Dr. Tyler Yonke, and Dr. Bo Hoyam, and their staff, go Raiders.
The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall. With all of your mailing and printing needs, we can pack it up, ship it out, and get it down the road. Fabricate a sign or a banner. We work hard to know our products. We can find what works for you and set you up with everything you need. The Graphic Mailbox in the River Park Mall, offering solutions for you.
Many of us would love an extra flexible way to earn money. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines have many driving positions available, including vans that won't require a CDL, small and regular-sized school buses, and motor coaches. These positions offer flexible hours, days off when kids are out of school. You can even bring your kids to work with you. Benjamin Bus and Northfield Lines offer on-site training and testing, along with wages up to $21 an hour. No experience necessary. Stop by Benjamin Bus on Highway 3 in Northfield, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
At the Dundas Dome, they believe that in the dead of winter, when it's 30 below zero, kids and adults should be able to play inside, be physical, and burn off their extra energy while having a fun time. Now, their vision has come to life as a giant dome. So next time you need an environmentally controlled space, consider the Dundas Dome. They also have plenty of room to host your graduation party, wedding, church event, or business outing. Call 507-366-3663 or check out dundasdome.com.
Hi, Dr. Michael Ritchie, Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center. It's time to get outdoors. Ice fishing, skiing, snowmobiling. But this year, end the foggy glasses and dried out contacts. Give yourself the gift of LASIK. At Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, all laser, all wavefront LASIK, all the time.
Ritchie Eye Clinic and LASIK Center, Faribault. World-class LASIK, small-town traffic. RitchieEyeClinic.com.
Welcome back to the Raider Rap right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080 KYMN. Hey, if you missed the cheerleading interview, you missed a lot. It was a lot of fun. Thanks for having Becca in here along with Faith and, of course, Coach Swedeker in here this morning. If you want to hear back on that, you can just go to kymnradio.net, go up to the top where it says Programs, hit the Raider Rap, and then select today's date. And you can hear back all the fun stuff that we got going on this morning. And you can go back and listen to anything that's in the archives as well. It looks like we got some overcast skies here for the most part today. It's going to clear off a little bit, but mostly cloudy. A high of 34, so another melter on the way. Patchy fog tonight, cooling off to 21. And for New Year's Day, we're going to have a little fog in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a high around 29. And then for tomorrow night, patchy fog continues throughout the evening, and then waking up into the morning with mostly cloudy skies and about 19. And then Monday, it looks like that's when the chance of snow starts approaching, a 40% chance on Monday, and a 80% chance of some snow and or rain for Monday night. Tuesday, plenty of snow, chance of 80% chance with about warming up to around 34, so it's going to be a little sloppy like it was the last time we had a snowstorm as well. So keep that in mind as you venture into the new year. So coming up here this morning, we also want to welcome in Doug Davis, the head coach for the boys' swim and dive team. Doug, good morning, sir. You're getting a little bit of a rest. Today is a big day for the boys. This is what you do on New Year's Eve. There's a 100-meter... 100 times 100? What is this?
100-100s is our typical New Year's Eve kind
typical.
Of practice.
Typical
yeah.
New Year's Eve.
Yes.
Hey, guys, welcome.
Yes.
Hey, it's New Year's Eve. What are you celebrating? 100-100s.
Yeah. It's the end of our kind of hard training week. We created this training week. I did this probably about maybe 16, 17 years ago, Stoughton. And so the final day of the week, we do something that is a physical challenge. Throughout the week, we do things that are sometimes more mental challenges, and we do different things, squats and, you know, arm circles, you know, things that will challenge the guys to focus and concentrate. But today it's just one of those. This is a physical challenge. We give kind of some control to the boys. We give them some parameters within the lane, but they run their 100-100s and they try to knock this out. So it's kind of a point of pride. The guys enjoy that. And so
when did they started yet?
Yeah, they've been in the water now since probably about a quarter to nine, excuse me. We got started early, so it usually takes about 2.5 to 2 hours and 45 minutes to complete it. So we wanted to get them in early enough so they have enough time to do that. So they're about halfway
through.
Yeah,
so they can go take a nap or something?
Go home, take a nap, yeah. You know, fuel up for sure, and then get ready for tonight.
Did their parents set you up to do this? Because I'm thinking that you wear them out, they won't make it to midnight.
Boy, you know, there is some subtle kind of logic behind that, and there is some hidden, you know, benefits that you get out of taking some teenage boys, get them a little tired out on a New Year's Eve so that they don't go and do things.
Yeah, keep them out of a little mischief.
Keep them out of mischief.
Yeah. Yeah. Very
nice. Absolutely.
So you said it takes about 2 hours and 45. So how fat are they? Are they required to do it in a certain amount of time?
So what it is, it's 100-100s on the 100. So that's roughly a minute 40. And most of the boys can manage that reasonably well. Our younger guys, maybe some of our JV boys, we modify that and they may do 150s or they may do 175s so that they're working at their ability level and they can manage it. But then within those lanes, if the boys want to take that 140 and they want to drop it down to a minute 30 or a minute 20 to challenge themselves or they're looking for it, they can certainly do that. So I let the lanes kind of determine that. So they may finish a little bit quicker, but if they go 100s on the 140, that's going to be about a 2 hour and 45 minutes.
Do you have two guys in the lane at the same time?
They're probably about right now maybe four guys in a lane.
Wow.
You know, they're swimming.
So they just kind of regiment themselves.
Yeah, they regiment
themselves. First one goes, and then the next one goes.
Yep.
And
that's how we normally have, you know, practices. They leave on intervals so they can keep distance from each other, so they don't run each other over, and they can, you know, hit repeats and go through the training. But so today is no different. It's just this is a challenging physically and mental practice to, you know, get through something like this. Because, you know, we don't necessarily train that many yards in practice, but this is just one of those challenges that the boys like to embrace and like to do it just once. Say we've done it, got it out of the way,
right.
And it's kind of a, all right, we can do this.
Is there somebody running a stop clock or a stopwatch or anything like that?
Yeah, we got managers and got assistant coaches that are floating on the pool deck that help out and stuff like that. But the boys, generally they'll take our lap counters that you use for the 500 and they take those to their lanes to help them keep track of the numbers, and they flip those so they can keep tabs on it, but they run them themselves. And
okay.
So it's unhonest, and they're
so we don't know if there's like a record for finishing the 100, do we?
I've never timed it. I don't get into doing those. We have other things that we do records of and challenges on and things like that. This is just you complete it, you know, because completing it in its own right is going to be a great accomplishment. So I give them parameters for, you know, I'd like you to do this much kicking, this much non-free work and some IM stuff. So you mix it up and give you some variety in there, but then you in your lane can run it. You
know,
one of the few times where they get a little bit more control, they can kind of do some of their own.
Are you allowed to do, is it freestyle, backstroke,
yep.
open stroke? They
can
take.
They can go freestyle, they can go butterfly, backstroke, breaststroke. They can do IM work, they can kick, they can mix it up.
Whatever they feel at the time,
or
like if they're stronger in one, you'll see a guy maybe if he's really good at the breaststroke, he'll do that more often than not. And it's, it's not. Okay, you got to do 25 of these, 25 of these, 25 of these.
Yeah, and generally speaking, they're talking amongst themselves so they know if they're going to switch to non-free. They're, all right, we're going to switch to non-free. We might move our interval. If they've been going on 130, then we might move it back to 140 so they have a little extra time. And then, you know, you might see some guys within the lane going backstroke, some guys going breaststroke because they don't necessarily lane organize themselves by their strokes. They get together because they're friends, you know, and so they kind of hang together with guys that they chum around with.
So is the elementary backstroke allowed in that?
you could certainly try to swim it. I don't think it would be fast enough to make the interval, so you still got to try to make the interval.
Right. I was going to say, that's the only backstroke I'm going to do. And for anyone who knows what that is, that's basically a survival tactic.
Yes.
It's basically you're floating, but you're moving a little bit.
Right.
In a gentle direction.
Use a whip kick in your back.
It's not treading water, but it's pretty close.
It's like almost like doing snow angels in the water. Almost.
Almost, except you do make some movement.
Yeah,
so.
you do move a little bit.
So this is just something you do.
Yep.
How does that, does it do anything as far as towards your you know, swimming or is it, you know, how does it help for the season and for competition?
So, you know, this week we've been working very hard. You know, we continue to train at interval. We continue to do a lot of work with pace and some, you know, threshold training. And so today is, as it goes, even though you think of the large numbers they're doing, it's kind of more recovery because I'm not asking them to sprint I'm not asking them to go super hard. So it's a long recovery day that'll set a really good aerobic base. And it's one of those things, too, that as we get ready for upcoming big meets, true team sections, conference, maybe true team state if we're lucky enough and fortunate enough to qualify, invites, maybe some big dual meets. I look for these guys to mentally kind of step up and mentally be tough as well. And so today, physically, it's a long practice. It's not as hard on the body as some of the intense training we do, but it's mental. And so this is to set the stage for some of the demands later on down the road. And so these guys can know that, you know, that you can accomplish just about anything you set your mind to. And so when we start looking at doing some intense training, do some wicked WIT intervals and some really good pace stuff here in January, as we set the tone for our championship meet push, you know, these guys know, well, we can do it. Yeah, it might be harder. We got to dig a little deeper, but, you know, it's something we can do.
Well, so far you're 5-0
yep.
On the dual meets.
Yep.
On dual meets. You're kind of happy about that.
Yes.
And that was what you just, there was just, the other night you just won one.
Yeah.
Winona, you took 11 out of 12 events.
Yeah. Against Winona just before we had that snowstorm and before the Christmas break started, we had that dual meet.
So I thought you won 11
yep.
out of the 12 events and you beat them 95 to 80.
Yep.
I would think that it would have been 95 to 5 or something like that. So,
and in our sport, it could. But as a conference, we've discussed this and we talk about the sportsmanship element of it and kind of that spirit of the game. Swimming is one of those sports where there is a finite number of points. You know, every event has, individual event goes 6, 4, 3, 2, 1, and there's a max point of, you know, 186 points are divvied up throughout the meet if you've got a full roster. And so once you get to 94 or 95 points, mathematically, you've won the meet. There's no way the other team can come back. And so as a kind of a gentleman's rule and as just a, you know, once we get to, you know, we've mathematically won the meet and so we're not trying to rub it in and do things like that, we'll start exhibitioning. So swimming for non-score, still competing, you know, for time and the guys are swimming for places and things like that and tracing, but we stopped scoring the meet. So had I let that go, the score, yeah, could have been 125 to like 50 or 100. And there's, and most of our meets so far before the break have been situations like that. We have had front end speed and we've got nice depth too. And we've been swimming against some teams that are rebuilding, some teams that are low in numbers as well too. And so Winona was a good meet. We had some great races there. So it was good to see them. We're looking forward to next week when Owatonna coming in. They have a good size squad. They'll have a full varsity JV and they've got some pretty good athletes. So we should get a good meet out of them as well. So I'm looking forward to it.
Okay, Coach Doug Davis, head coach of the Boys Swim and Dive Club, joining us this morning on the Raider Wrap. You had a big event, like 10 teams,
yep.
Even before that, right before the Winona meet, you had another one. That was a kind of a test to kind of see where you're at. You finished 4th out of 10.
Right.
So, you feel good about that placement? Or
I was very happy with that because it's a fun relay meet. So all the events are relays down there, and so that's not typical of a normal dual meet. And invitationals are, you know, 4 entries per event. You got your standard events where you swim, you got your standard relay events, you got your diving event. This one is everything was kind of combined into a relay meet. And so there are, I think, 9 or 10 events and everything's a relay. And typically at this time of the year, and when we swam that meet, we'd have had 3 or 4 dual meets in us and our guys are a little tired. And we've gone down and we've had success and we've swam okay, but not great. This year, you know, we had a pretty tough pre Christmas break dual meet schedule. I set it up to, you know, challenge these boys a little bit, and I knew a couple of the meets were teams we'd be swimming that would be undermanned, and so you know we could handle that. But the boys got a little tired, and I was really impressed with how they responded. We generally had a great meet with a lot of season bests and some personal best performances. You know, we swim teams there that are in our conference, and we swim several teams that are not in our conference. So Lakeville schools that are out of Section 1 AA, they'll come down and compete. And for us to be 4th behind the 2 Lakeville schools and then probably the favorite in our conference, Rochester Century, I was really happy about that.
How close were you to Century? Do you remember?
You know, it's a relay meet, and so it's hard to really gauge the points. But
right.
I think, you know, we were within, in this kind of meet scoring, we were within, I think, 20 points of the top team. And so within about 15 points, we were all scattered, those 4 teams. So you know, very competitive. You know, we won the 200 free relay. We had a couple other relays that were top 3 and very competitive. And so, yeah, we did what we set out to do that day and had some great performances.
I was going to say, your 200 free,
yep.
They won.
They won the event.
Mm-hmm. Then you took 3rd in the – what's the crescendo relay?
The crescendo combines all of the freestyle events together. There is, you know, because there's a 600 free relay where you can put 3 200 freestylers together, because the 200 free is an individual event. But you know, the Tim Johnson, the man who created this meet many years ago, thought, you know, having three guys go out and do 500s is kind of ridiculous. That'd be too much to ask and be a very super long event and kind of stall the meet. And so he created a crescendo where you take all the freestyle events and roll them into one. So there's a 50, 100, a 200, and a 500. Thus the crescendo. And it takes about 8.5 minutes or so, 9 minutes for that event to compete. So it's a longer event anyway. Your distance guys get a chance to show their things up, but you combine all the freestyle together to see just how deep and strong you can be. And we had a good showing. Our guys swam very well.
It's 100, 200?
It's a 50 free.
50?
Then followed up by the 100, and then a 200, and then you wrap up with a 500. And all four of those events are events you would swim in a dual meet.
Wow.
So all in a relay.
Yep. And it's just four guys. And
four guys.
You go.
Yep. Right at one.
So you got some sprinters and then you got some pace guys.
Yeah. Put it all together into a combined event like that.
That's incredible. What's up next for the boys then?
We have Owatonna this coming Thursday off the break. So on the 5th.
Is that here?
Yeah. We host them at home, 6 o'clock. And then we travel down to Austin on Saturday for the Austin invite. I think there'll be a nine teams there. So we'll see a couple teams from Iowa and then a few of the schools from our conference that show up there. So it's a meet where we're usually competitive at and we enjoy it. It's the first invite-style meet to kind of, you know, prep, get us ready for a true team, you know, and then the end of the year when we get into conference and sections.
So AJ used to be in here all the time and stuff like that. So we're kind of familiar with a lot of the swim. But
correct.
So like what they're doing today, this 100 times 100.
Right.
It's the swim and dive team.
Right.
So are the divers in the water?
Assistant coach Matt Detchen, who's running the diving, has a specific challenge for them to do. And so while the guys are swimming 100 hundreds, the divers are over there. I think he has it mapped up where they're doing a challenging dry land workout. And then I think they try to go for 100 board touches. You know, and so, you know, 100 board touches doesn't sound like a lot, but you start bouncing around on the board and you start jumping around. It takes a lot out of your legs.
Right.
And so by the time you get down with that, you're going to be sufficiently tired.
So you're going to dive 100 times.
Yeah, they'll do their dry lines and they'll be diving and they're working on their specific challenge to their own, you know, event. Over
is there board. Is there multiple heights in the high school?
No. High school is just 1 meter diving. Yeah, college you see the 3 meter, 1 meter, and then sometimes he's on the platform diving. But for us, it's just 1 meter diving. And so we've got a 1 meter board. The guys go there, they do their dry land, and they get on the board. They start doing their board work, and they start, you know, ripping through their dives and doing their progressions.
How many divers you get on the team this year?
We've got 5 boys that are diving, which is very nice. It's up from the 3 we had last year. We got 2 returning, Grayson Gray and Eric Randquist, and we got 3 new guys that are developing right now and working to learn all 5 of the categories so they can be competitive for us here in the second half of the meet season.
Who do you like so far this year? What have you seen from some of the more of the maybe the standouts or the up and comers that maybe, you know, they jumped like significantly from last year?
The guys coming back that you'd expect that had great success at the end of last year are swimming well. Will Radetzky, Peyton Truman, Ollie Momberg, Josh Craby, Jeb Sawyer, those guys have come in. The kind of the upperclassmen that were in our state meet, they come back and they're swimming very well. Nick Shiglowski, Gabe Heinrichs, who's in his third year with us, I believe, really came on last year in the sprints and the breaststroke. He's swimming really well, so we're looking for him to have some big things. Eric Granquist did some great stuff in the offseason. He, I think, joined a club up in the Twin Cities and did some work on honing his skills, and he comes in diving very well. As far as new guys, we got some young guys that have come out. Will Udelhoffen is starting to swim well, helping us out in mid-distance freestyles. Young guy Jimmy Graham is looking pretty good. A couple new kids in Owen Reese and Rourke Bennett, guys that are 7th, 8th, and 9th graders. Owen Bergs, these guys are doing a nice job, looking like they might fill in like one of our 4th spots in our varsity lineup, but also giving us some really good depth, and they're all around really good swimmers. And so, yeah, we're having a lot of fun.
And the junior varsity continues to just
continues to move right along. Yep.
So how many in a row now is it?
I was going to go back and I was going to take a look at that. And I'm tempted to say when we finished last season, it was at 75 in a row, and we've won our first 5 right now. So we got to be at 80 plus. The last time they lost was back in the 2014 season.
Wow.
8 years ago.
Unreal.
And it's, yeah, that's something that they hold a lot of pride in, these guys.
They, well, they should. Love that. Yeah. I mean, that's great. That's junior varsity. Amazing accomplishment. That's a feeder. That's a wonderful feeder program.
Yeah, those guys get fired up about it. They swim fast. And even though they're swimming JV within the season, there's nothing saying that they can't go bump varsity guys, you know, because we got a fairly fluid team. Right. You know, these guys all train together. They all root for each other. They want a letter. They would love to be part of the true team experience, which would lead them into being on our championship meet season run. So, you know, these guys are down there. They swim up, forcing our guys at the top to not blink or, you know, take a day off, because, you know, they know they're guys, hungry guys, right, below them that are chomping at the bit.
Would not, if, okay, state meet is like, this is on the table. That's a goal. Right. And would it be a disappointment if for some reason that didn't happen?
Be major disappointment, because we've got a couple relays and we've got some boys already under state cuts, and so we got to keep them healthy. And a few other guys are swimming really well, well ahead of where they were last year, that contributed to being in the state meet, or were, you know, alternates on relays that need to fill in some spots this year. And so I think state meet for several of our boys is the end goal. How big of a presence we've got is the X factor. Just how many of these boys have made enough of that jump so they can get in individual events, help our relays get back in. You know, we've probably got about 7-8 boys that have realistic chances of being in the state meet and competing and helping relays out, including one of our divers. And so, yeah, I think that's a realistic, but we still have a lot of season left to go. Right. And so we'll see how it plays out.
Well, we appreciate you joining us this morning, Doug.
Thank you.
Thanks for being in here, and thanks for the updates all the time. We love finding out what's going on with Absolutely. The swim team. So good luck Thursday night.
Thank you.
And, of course, you should probably get back.
Let me go back and see how these guys are
doing. And watch them swim.
Actually, I'm going to go back. My assistant coach got in and swam with. We like to, as coaches, share this misery with them. And so I'm going to go back and hop in with them, and I'll finish out the work.
That's very good. All righty. Head coach Doug Davis, thank you so much for coming in this morning on the Raider Wrap. We've got more coming up. We've got more swimming to talk about with Evan Lowell coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Stick around.
Heritage Bank is a locally owned bank that cares about the communities they serve. They pride themselves on being a bank you can count on. At Heritage Bank, the mortgage process is convenient and easy. Their professional mortgage and real estate specialists will help guide you through every step of the home buying process. They are honored to be voted the best bank in Northfield for 2 years in a row. At Heritage Bank, they truly believe successful business comes from successful customers and a successful community. Stop by Heritage Bank in Northfield to see how the professionals at Heritage Bank can be helpful for you.
Does your business have a trusted financial partner you can count on? Hi, I'm Kirk Mullenbrook with Merchants Bank, a community bank that believes in building community by building businesses. That means we're here to be a resource and a sounding board through the ups and downs of your business. It's about partnership, built on mutual trust and respect. We want to know what makes your business unique and help you reach your next goal, whether that's hiring your first employee or expanding to a new location. If you're ready for that kind of partner, join the Merchants Bank family today.
Northfield Ford Chrysler is the home of the best price guarantee. There is no question. We have the best price in the area for new Ford, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram. If not, we'll make it so. Bring in your deal in writing from another dealership, and if we can't match it or beat it, we'll write you a check for $500. Get started shopping. Stop in to Northfield Ford Chrysler, take a test drive, and we'll get you the best price on a new vehicle, guaranteed. Go Raiders! From everybody here at Northfield Ford Chrysler on Highway 3 in Northfield.
Heritage Dental Care in Northfield is a general dental clinic specializing in a variety of dental procedures and services. New patients and emergencies are welcomed 5 days a week. Heritage Dental Care is a proud supporter of Northfield Athletics and wish all of our athletes the best of luck this season. Make an appointment today with Dr. David Bress, Dr. David Buck, or Dr. Michael Thompson. Go Raiders!
Real estate can be difficult to navigate. Thankfully, Professional Pride Realty's website is packed with information to make buying or selling a home in the Northfield area as simple as possible. ProfessionalPrideRealty.com has the most current listing information, including price reductions and real-time market statistics. Customize the map-based search to streamline your desired location. You can even save your searches and specific homes for later viewing. Home sellers can learn about their property's value before putting their houses on the market. When you're ready to start your home buying or selling journey, Professional Pride Realty would be happy to assist you.
Ja, guten Morgen. Welcome to the Raider Wrap here on KYMN. 19 minutes in front of 11:31 with overcast skies this morning. So we're going to see kind of that cloudiness throughout the rest of the day, warming up to around 34. Tonight, patchy fog cooling off to around 21. For New Year's Day, patchy fog early in the morning, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high around 29. I don't know if that's from staying up late at night or not, but we'll find out for that for tomorrow night. We're going to continue with some patchy fog throughout the evening into the early morning hours. Mostly cloudy and a high of around 19 for Monday. A 40% chance of some snow and freezing rain. Mostly cloudy. A high of around 31. For Monday night, it looks like freezing rain and or snow accumulations, maybe up to a half an inch, 80% chance of precipitation, cooling off to 27 on Monday night. Coming into Tuesday, that's going to make for some more mixed and freezing rain with some snow and sleet. All that on Tuesday morning, a high of around 34. And then for Tuesday night, things start to dry up, if you will. 30% chance of some snow, mainly before midnight on Tuesday night, and then cooling off to around 16. Partly sunny skies and a high of 21 expected for Wednesday. We've got cloudy skies and 31 in the Cannon Valley area this morning. So we're going to talk a little bit more about swimming. We did a little pre-tape here. We had Evan Lowe talk to the swim captains before they were doing their 100s today. So we've got Ben Anderson and Jeb Sawyer to talk a little bit more about swimming and kind of get their take on how the season's going for the Raiders Gators.
Good morning, KYMN listeners. This is your host, Evan Lowe, on Meet the Raider for the Raider Wrap. Today in the studio, we have swim and dive captains Jeb Sawyer and Ben Anderson. How are you guys doing today?
Doing pretty good today.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good too.
Well, yeah, you guys got the day off from school. It's a snow day here in Northfield, so that's always fun, right?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And feeling when they call it and you're in the middle of school and everybody kind of gets that energy. It's so fun.
Plus with Christmas break, another day. So you guys are seniors this year. What has been the highlight of your senior year so far?
Yeah, I'd say just the meets so far have been really fun.
Jeb, is there anything outside of swimming, just in general with your senior school year, that's been fun for you?
I'd say my classes have been really fun, more than past years.
How about you, Ben?
Yeah, I've really enjoyed like the meets and the water polo and kind of like the camaraderie of the team. It's really close, and so I've really enjoyed that.
Looking ahead to this year, is there anything that you guys are excited for with your senior year, last year of high school?
I think being done with high school and...
Yeah, and moving on.
Yeah.
And, like, our future life and, yeah.
Yeah, and talking about your future life, do you guys have any idea what you guys plan on doing after high school?
Yeah, I plan on going to University Mankato. And I plan to pursue aviation, become a commercial pilot.
Jeb, congratulations.
Thank you.
I am currently enrolled in the delayed entry program for the Marine Corps.
Ben, congratulations and thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
So outside of swimming, are there any other activities that you guys are involved in?
Yeah, I play golf in the spring.
I pole vault for the track team.
Yeah, so both of those are in the spring, so that's something to be looking forward to, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so far this swim season, you guys have had a pretty successful season based on the stats. How would you guys say the beginning of the season went?
I'd say so far the beginning of the season, we have been looking really good. We lost a good senior group last year. I think we're filling in the spots that we lost last year that we needed to fill.
Going off of what Jeb said, the younger class has really stepped up. We gained a bunch of new kids from club that have been doing really well and putting a lot of work in, and it's really paid off.
And so far, what is your guys' record on the season?
I think we are
5-0.
5-0, congratulations. And what would you guys think really attributed to that?
Yeah, the team camaraderie has been really good this year, and we've put a lot of work into workouts in the pool, and that's really paid off when it comes to the meets. A lot of kids are swimming really, really well.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I think team bonding and the relationship and the chemistry that the team has this year is something I haven't seen in the team for a while, And I think that is really helping us strive to swim better in the pool.
Yeah, I agree. I'm also on the swim team. And so last year we had 12 seniors graduate. And so coming into this year, we were kind of worried about our numbers. How is the team doing on numbers this year?
I think we've actually gained.
Yeah.
I think we've gone up in amount of people we have had on the team.
Yeah, I think we gained a couple. We have a lot of younger kids that are in 7th, 8th grade and a bunch of people that came over from club. And so we've had a good number of people that can come and replace the senior class that graduated.
Would you guys say that this is more of a rebuilding year after losing all those seniors?
I think it's a little bit of a rebuilding year, but I think there's still a lot of really good core elements that are still there and providing lots of help to the team.
Yeah, so Jeb, you'd say that all the holes have been able to be filled, and so that you guys are looking to have a pretty successful season. And looking ahead into the postseason, do you guys have any big goals for the team?
I think True Team State is very accomplishable. We have a lot of depth this year in the team, having a lot more people than we did last year. I think it's very likely that we'll go. And I think just normal sections in state is also, and conference, is going to be really good this year.
And last year, the swim team placed third at the True Team meet. Do you guys think you can come back and do that again? Or do you guys have even loftier goals?
Well, we probably won't be able to get first or second because of the private schools. But I think third, maybe fourth, would be very reasonable this year.
Yeah, I think third place is probably a goal of ours as a team.
Yeah, having that depth will benefit us because that meet is all about having numbers all the way down throughout your lineup. And looking at that, you guys talked about there being a lot of underclassmen really stepping up. Do you guys have any particular people that you've seen really step up into places?
I think that group of Nick Shiglowski, Oliver Momberg, Peyton Truman, and Josh Cravey, they've really shown that they can swim well. Nick Shiglowski he swam for Storm up in the Metro all summer. It's really paid off this year. It's showing he's swimming faster than he did last year at this time, and he still has the rest of the season for him. And Peyton Truman with his breaststroke, he's looked really good. And then Oliver, he's good. He's a fast swimmer. He swims a good 100 free and good 200 IM when he wants to. And Josh Cravey in the 100 backstroke and 50 backstroke on the 200 medley relay really helps.
Yeah, that group of sophomore boys, Jeb, has been outstanding. They've been breaking records throughout the entire season in their respective age group. And just looking ahead into future years, how do you guys think the swim team will hold up after the graduation of you seniors?
I don't know how far out I can see because, you know, it's always bringing in swimmers that I've never even seen before. But I think for the upcoming 2 or 3 years, I think we'll still be a very strong team.
Yeah, going off what Jeb said, I think our swim team will be strong for years to come just based off the sophomore group.
Yeah, looking at this year's senior class, there's only 2 of you guys. Next year and year after, we'll have a more heavy graduating class, so that may help as well. And then let's focus more on you guys a little bit. You guys are seniors. How long have you guys been swimming?
I started swimming back in, I think, December of 4th grade.
I swam club when I was in like 6th, 7th grade, and then I kind of stopped swimming and was playing basketball. And then sophomore year, I decided to not do basketball and went back to swimming and joined the high school team, and I've been on it for the 3 years.
Yeah, Ben, and I'm sure your brother had a little bit of influencing with that as he was a swimmer as well.
Yeah, he did. I had no plans to do a winter sport at the time, and he kind of pushed me, oh, you should join swimming, and here I am now.
Yeah, he tricked you, didn't he?
Yeah.
Then, Jeb, what would you say that really made you attract to swimming?
The year before, I had stopped playing basketball in the winter. And so I didn't have a winter sport, kind of like you, Ben, in 4th grade. And my mom was like, you should try swimming. I think you'd be good at it. You know, just give it a try. And I think I've just done it ever since.
Yeah. And as captains, you guys talked about how cohesive this year is. And that can be really attributed to you guys as the senior leading class. Have you guys done any team bonding so far this year or anything to really work on that team building?
We've done one team bonding so far. We're planning on doing more, but I think just the group itself just has lots of energy this year. Everybody's just kind of riled up and kind of ready to let it all out.
Yeah, I agree with what Jeb said.
Just looking at the swim team compared to my other sports, when we go to team bondings and have team meals together, the swim team always sits at the same table. We will move tables together, but we make sure that everyone is able to sit with each other. And that's something that you don't see with other sports. Like with me, when I was in cross country, everyone would just scatter around, and it just didn't really feel like a family and a team that swim does. And as seniors, that's something that you guys have really built into the program, so you guys definitely should be credited with that.
Yeah, it's just that idea of we are one big family and everybody's included, and there's no one that should be left out or feels alone. Even when we graduate swimmers, they'll still come back and they're still part of that family that they grew up in.
Yeah, and that family, the team, ranges from seventh graders all the way to seniors. How do you guys think that dynamic plays in the pool?
I think that makes a really interesting dynamic. There might be an eighth grader who is good friends now because of swimming with a senior or a junior or something. And I think without swimming, they wouldn't have even found each other or even seen each other and known who each other are.
Yeah, going off what Jeb said, the older classmen, I think they kind of are role models and set examples for the younger classmen and like the seventh and eighth graders. And I think they really look up to the upperclassmen, and that kind of rubs off on the camaraderie and kind of helps build that camaraderie with the team.
Yeah. And looking at practices, swimming is one of those sports where you're looking at a black line for probably 3 hours and you don't really get to talk to anyone. You're kind of in your own head swimming. What do you guys do as captains to make practices fun and interesting for the team?
I think where the friendships are is the people you're in lanes with or next to. When you get done with a swim, you come up and you say something that was in your mind to them. That's where some of the friendships, and I think also with the games we play with like water polo and sharks and minnows, and then the team bonding also really help just connect the team.
Yeah, the water polo I think really helps. You have eighth graders with seniors. They kind of get to know the seniors and we get to know the younger kids.
Yeah, Jeb and Ben, and just working hard with each other, with your lane mates. And swimming is also one of those sports where it's a little bit individualized, but it's also comes together as a team. And those individual races can get kind of stressed out for some swimmers, especially in those postseason races. And as captains, like with the team, is there anything that you guys do to really make sure that the team is in the right mental headspace before a race?
I know for myself, if I see anybody who's stressed or worried about the swims they're swimming, I try and go over and like say that they're going to do a good job and hype them up, that they deserve to be swimming where they're swimming. They work to be there.
Yeah, and going off what Jeb said, you're not always going to have a perfect swim that you wish you had. You're not always going to be dropping time on every swim, and just making sure that they don't just keep doubting themselves over and over that.
Yeah, trying to get rid of like negativity in their mind and have that positive mindset. I know I feel some anxiety over my swims, and I try and distract myself from the swims I have to swim and how I feel, how stressed I feel, by trying and helping others.
Yeah, thank you for that input, Jeb. And now let's focus more on you guys and your individual goals. And looking at the postseason, is there anything that you guys are really looking to accomplish individually?
Just going to state in the 100 free, I think breaking 50 seconds is a huge goal for me. I would love to see a 49 up there on the board. Going to state in general for like a relay or something else is more than one thing is just a big goal of mine this year.
I want to swim like a sub 25 in the 50, like around like a 57 in the 100 free. That are a good goal for me.
In the pool, what events do you guys swim?
I mainly swim the 200 free and the 100 free and like the 200 sprint relay and the 400s free relay. Recently, Coach Davis has been putting me and the 100 fly. I don't know how much I've been enjoying that, but I'll keep swimming if it keeps putting me in it.
I'm mainly a sprinter. I swim 50 feet, 100 free, and 100 breast.
So you guys are both sprinters. You got the least amount of distance possible in the pool.
Might be the shortest length, but it feels like forever.
And so you guys are now going into a little break with the Christmas break. But what's coming up next for you guys? Any meets, any practices?
So we do practices over Christmas break. We call it like our Stoughton week. It's like a challenge that Coach Davis has for us where it's tough workouts over that week, and that's kind of like our build up into peaking and then tapering off eventually. But I think our first meet is January 5th against
Owatonna, I believe.
Yeah, against Owatonna. That's Stoughton week. It's a challenge that Davis created many years ago after reading a book that he read about a couple swimmers that really wanted a big challenge. And Stoughton week always means something. It's our toughest practices of the year, and it ends with 100 100s. Helps us progress into the next stage of our training.
Stoughton is no joke. The 100 100s workout is around 6.5 miles. I remember my first year joining swim, I also run cross country, and that 100 100 swimming was more like distance than anything I'd ever ran in that cross country season. So yeah, that this Stoughton upcoming week is something that I'm not genuinely looking forward to, but it definitely, with our big goals for the end of the season, is something that we really need to make sure we grind through. You guys personally swim short distances like the 50 free, 100 free, and those distances may seem easy, but the slightest thing with like technique can really affect the race. What do you guys think the biggest attribute that you have in those races that separates yourself out from other swimmers that you race against?
I've really been working on my starts recently. I've been really proud of those. I've been trying to work on my flip turns, make those quicker, and have my underwaters be a little longer.
Yeah, I've been trying to put a lot of work into my starts and being quick off the blocks. All the small time increments can really add up, and just something as short as a 50. And so being quick off the boxes can be pretty big with that. I feel pulling, because I have really long arms, pulling is kind of an advantage of me.
Yeah, and like in the 50 and the 100, anything's crucial to the swim. Maybe one flip turn wrong, like you maybe like miss the wall or don't get quite the right push, kind of slow on your start. You can miss maybe the state cut by 600ths of a sec, get out touched in a race and lose crucial event that you needed to win a meet.
Yeah, just especially the short races, stuff like that, it all adds up. Best of luck with you guys with your upcoming Stoughton training. After that, your race is hopefully improving the record, and you guys are already off to a hot start, 5-0 on the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Evan.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today for Meet the Raider on Raider Rap. If you missed part of this interview live or want to listen to it again, head to our website, kymnradio.net, and tap on the Sports Header. This is your host, Evan Lowe, and tune in for more sports this week on KYMN 95.1 The One.
The days are getting cooler, and it means it's time to take a trip to Witt Brothers for your winter checkup. Let's face it, no one wants to get caught in the cold with a dead battery. Make sure your vehicle is in peak condition for the winter season. The checkup includes an oil change, tire rotation, brake inspection, battery tests, and they'll even winterize your vehicle. Stop by Witt Brothers Service, located at 701 Division Street in downtown Northfield, for all your automotive maintenance and repair needs.
Hi, I'm Marty Benson, the Commercial and Ag Banking Manager at Community Resource Bank. We offer unprecedented experience with the ability to make decisions locally for your business, ag purchase, or expansion. Come talk with us. Interest rates are still low, and we can offer some fantastic products. The coffee pot is always on, or visit us at crb.bank. Community Resource Bank in Northfield, Cannon Falls, and Roseville. Let's bank together. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Paul Ryland from Johnson Ryland Homes. The development that's been very popular lately with Rice County people is Pete's Hill in Elko, New Market. It's located on the highest hill in Scott County with amazing views of Rice County. A really good opportunity for people who need to move closer to the Twin Cities but don't want to give up being in beautiful Rice County area. So we have extra large single family and twin home lots.
Hit our website today, jrbr.builders. Johnson Ryland Builders and Remodelers, where custom built homes meet your budget and your dreams.
Northfield Construction Company has provided quality general contracting services to the Northfield community for over 45 years. Our experienced and diverse team can handle projects from the smallest home remodel to a large-scale commercial project. Whatever your construction need, Northfield Construction will deliver. Call us today about your next project, 507-645-8975.
All righty. Stick a fork in this. We're done for this day. Yep. Hey, happy New Year. Jimmy LaRue bidding you adieu for another Saturday here. We'll be back next Saturday at 10 o'clock. You can join us live, of course, right here on 95.1 The One and AM 1080. Or you can listen back to all the programs that we have for the Raider app. Just go to kymnradio.net. Go to programs, click on today's date, and listen back to all the fun. We had some great fun today. If you didn't catch the cheerleaders in studio, you definitely got to do it and find out what they're talking about, the Cookie Monster. That's all I'm going to talk about. Cookie Monster. Go get them. Then Doug Davis joined us this morning talking about the boys swim and dive. And then, of course, we had the one-on-one interviews with Jeb this morning with Evan Lowe as he presented the captains of the swim and dive team. Both Ben Anderson and Jeb Sawyer join us this morning as well. So just a quick wrap to some of the stuff that was going on throughout the day. The boys hockey team advanced to 7-2 on the season as they took down three in a row back on Friday, December 16th. They beat Osseo in the St. Olaf Ice Arena in the tournament here, and then they took out Spring Lake Park 6-1.